welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 304. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got a bunch of apps to send your way today. This is the Empty the Tank show, which basically means everything we've been saving up all week, we let out on this show in an explosion of app information. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we unload apps on you?
You know, my parents watch Cops all the time. All the time. They almost, that's almost everything they watch on TV.
I can't watch it. You know why?
I like it.
It reminds me too much of Baltimore City. Even though, if you notice, you've never seen Cops in Baltimore City. Why? Because I was afraid how much worse we would look than other cities.
Really?
Yep. They basically banned them from coming in the city.
That's crazy. Yeah. They're all in Florida. I mean, the shows I watched when I was visiting my parents were all in Florida. Yeah. There's some dum-dums down here. I'm telling you that right now.
If I take a late lunch, I always turn into Cops. It's like a 1 o'clock time slot here. So it's got to be a pretty late lunch to
see it. It's like eating candy, watching Cops. It's like TV candy. It's unhealthy. I mean, it's just,
yes,
you can do sweet. It real fast. Yeah. All right. Why don't we do some emptying the tank action? Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I got a tank full. I'm ready to unload.
All right, why don't you hit us up?
Okay, my first one is KK Launcher.
Whoa, I thought it's free you're going with that one, man.
Kitch Kat. I think KK Launcher probably was originally for Kit Kat, but now it's been updated so that it looks like Lollipop. I got tired of waiting, you know, I got the new Nexus or Note 4 and I didn't want to, you know, I haven't had it rooted in ROM because I know that the official Lollipop release is just around the corner. So to get me over that hump, I installed this launcher and I really like it. Odd thing with the Google Now. I mean, you can set up the Google Now just like because I really like the Google Launcher, but I hate the Google Now Launcher or Google Go Launcher, whatever it is. But I really don't like the inability to resize your grid in the apps and your home screens.
You can.
Well, yeah, if you have exposed. You know,
who wouldn't have exposed Aaron?
I don't have this that far yet.
Oh, and I'm ashamed to not have exposed. I'm not proud of it.
Cut me deep, guys. You cut me really deep.
I'm not proud either. I used to run Google Now Launcher with exposed before to change that. And that was the main thing with my own fault I did. Well, but I have not yet done that.
And I will admit, I cannot run the Google Now Launcher without exposed and gel, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I mean, it's like TouchWiz, kind of, you know, without all that good stuff. So anyway, this lets you do it. Looks like Lollipop. Gives you the Google Now screen all the way to the left, like Google Now Launcher does. But Google Now doesn't allow it to go back. You have to actually hit the back button to go back to your other home screens. That's what they say in their thing. Dor's shaking his head. He says,
no, I just hit home again and it goes back.
Huh?
Oh, I just hit home again and it goes back to the main screen.
Yeah, but if you swipe to the right and swipe to the left, unless you're using the Google Now launcher, it doesn't go like that. That's what they're saying. Google doesn't allow that. Yeah, that's what I'm, and what launcher is that?
Google Now launcher.
Yeah, the Google Now, that's what I said. Google Now Launcher is the only one to let you do that.
Oh.
The rest of them, you have to hit the back button.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Which is something I didn't know. I didn't know that. So anyway, I learned that. But no, I do like, if somebody's looking for a launcher for their device, this is nice. It's got themes. It's got everything you need, really.
It's got tons of features.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah. I didn't realize why this was so popular, Eric. Because it was unbelievably popular, but I'll say, note to developers, don't name your app after a version of Android unless it's only for that version of Android and then it's not going to be continued on, because now he's stuck with Kit Kat and it's now Lollipop. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's stuck with KK.
Yes, which is two-thirds of going down the road you don't want to go.
Maybe it could also mean he might have came out with KK App Team back in Gingerbread, you know, or you know, ice cream sandwich or something.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or he just likes Kit Kats, like the candy.
Possible.
You never know.
I will say Tracy Holt said he loves the wasabi flavored Kit Kat bars.
Oh, I don't like anything wasabi flavored. Have you ever tried that, Steve?
I think one time.
Oh, I don't remember. Horrible.
I'm not a big sushi eater.
You know, there's a place down the road from here. It's a bar and small convenience store called K's Corner, both with K's. That's KK.
There's a Circle K. There's tons of them down here. You know what that is?
Yeah. You know, I just went there and bought about 15 bottles of wine about 2 months ago from Circle K. They had all the wine marked down $2 a bottle because they were switching from like Mobil to Circle K, and they didn't carry those brands of wine. So I was on my way to a conference and I forgot to bring a gift because we always do a gift exchange. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to be that guy. Show up with 15 bottles of wine, start giving them out of my, working out of my van.
He was going to make it rain bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Was it Boone's? Boone's
Farm? No, this is good stuff. This is all name brand, top shelf, good stuff. You know, all right. Anywhere from $5 to $11 bottles of wine.
Okay.
I went back. I was going to buy the rest of them when I went back, and they were well gone. But I just must have been there at the right time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You seem to find those places. That's funny. All right.
But when I went back, all the beef jerky was marked down super cheap. So I stocked up on it too.
So what, do you go in there every week now to see what other clearance items are out there?
Oh, it's like an hour and a half away from here. It just happened to be on my way to where I was going.
So it's only every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, spend $35 in gas to save $5 and for beef jerky.
That's awesome. All right, what else you got there, Eric?
All right, my next one is called Songster Guitar Tabs and Chords. This is one that comes with the Note 4, but I think if somebody's really into playing guitar, this might help them. I don't know how tabs work as far as a player. I mean, it tells you where to put your fingers. But is that really how you play guitar with tabs, or do you actually read the music like a normal instrument?
I use tabs. If I'm learning guitar music, tabs.
Okay. All right. Well, it's got a ton of songs on it, popular songs that you would want to learn if you were going to play guitar. It is $5. If you own a Note 4, Samsung gives it to you for free.
When I think of Note 4, I don't think of musician, but apparently that's another one of those like silent selling features maybe of the device. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I mean, why would a phone give away a guitar application? That just, to me, it's like when worlds collide kind of thing.
That's a great song too that's played on a guitar.
When worlds collide?
Yeah, I can't remember who sang it. That's an old one.
Maybe a SpongeBob song?
That's a heavy metal song.
Okay.
When worlds collide, I don't think I heard that one.
Oh, man. Now you're going to make me look it up. And, you know, you should know that one, Dora, because it's at least 15 years old. It's like, this is what it sounds like when worlds collide.
Now, it lets you slow down these tabs. What is it, just stretch it out? There's no actual audio in these.
Yeah, I think. Let me pull it up.
Because it lets you slow down the speed. So, I mean, I'm guessing it's just stretching it out. It's not actually playing the song. You don't hear the song while it's...
I thought you did.
Really?
I'll start. I don't even know that song. I'll play it anyway, I guess.
View and playback previously open tabs offline. Wow.
Let me try.
If it plays the song along with it, that's pretty damn cool. I got to admit.
Oh, you know what? I'm not connected to the internet.
Don't worry about it. But
it does say description. One of the features is called Stairway to Heaven. Here, just the instrument you are learning.
You know, and then it's got like Master Puppets by Metallica. I didn't download any of them to do offline, though, unfortunately.
Music creators get paid. So it looks like you are able to play it, and they have the rights to play. Interesting. That makes it kind of unique.
Thank you, Adam Hammett. Power Man 5000.
Okay.
Which I believe is the son of White Zombie. Rob Zombie, I think.
I'm not sure.
Or the same person, different band. And just for your information, my very first concert was White Zombie.
Really?
Yep.
Seems like
the
it would be.
Beavis and Butthead ticket special. Buy one, get one free.
Dude, that's a good deal.
Yeah. I was 16 years old, drove to the Quad Cities, the Adler Theater, and they ripped out the first two rows of seats and threw them on stage that night. That was neat.
Really?
Yeah, that was down in the full price seats. We were upstairs.
They just ripped them out off the floor?
Yeah, destroyed. It's a beautiful old place, but they destroyed it a little bit.
It's messed up.
Okay, my next app is called Crossy Road. This is, I guess, the graphics of Flappy Bird, but the way, maybe that's why they say Crossy Road. I would call this, personally, I would say that this would be like Minecraft and Frogger had a baby. And it came out as a chicken.
How do you spell it?
Crossyroad. It doesn't show up in the Play Store, so I got to give it to you on the Amazon store. There's a link in there in our chat. Okay,
gotcha. Oh, it shows up as a crossy chick in place? No, it's different. I bet. All right, go ahead.
Do you need a link?
No, I got it. Thanks.
Okay. All right. And, yeah, it's a fun game. It's kind of neat how it's always random. It seems like your path is randomized. The screen's always moving down, so you got to keep moving. You can't just sit there for too long or you'll fall to the bottom of the screen and die. But it's basically Frogger, but it's just a neat stylized way to play it.
Yeah.
And you can't just like, you know, like in the old days with the Atari, you can't just figure out the left, right, up to go perfectly across every time because it's always random. And the trains on this thing are so fast, man. They just fly through. But they do give you a little red light warning before they do fly through.
Yep.
And go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, from the official developer on YouTube showing off the video, it says December 18th, it was released on the Amazon App Store. January 8th, it's going to be available on Google Play.
Oh, cool. By the time this is released, it might be there. One bad thing about it is it does tend to email me a lot telling me to play it more. I'm not a big fan of that. You do end up getting, and there's a video on this App Store link too. Unfortunately, it's the last one rather than the first one, like the Play Store goes. But it gives you really good rewards of giving you different animals to play with.
It looks awesome in the video. They're all getting squashed. I think Frogger's making a comeback.
It's not the easiest game, but Frogger's a classic, man.
I think it's like Frogger type games are making a strong comeback. That's the second one I've seen in 2 weeks.
Well, I think just because they're easier for people over 30 to comprehend, dare I say.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Very cool, though.
One does look like a unicorn that's pooping rainbows, I'm just saying.
Like they would.
Like they should.
Like they should, yes.
Wow, that train is going fast.
I know, yeah, man.
Oh, man. Trains are fast.
Got great reviews. Crossy Road by Hipster Whale.
Yeah, this just anything looks else, good. Eric? This just looks good, man.
Okay, I'll bring one more. I hate to bring a bunch of them that are specific because I don't know if this is another one that came with the Note 4, and I don't know if it's available for everybody else. That's why
it's okay. Bring it. It'll make everyone want to get a Note 4.
Okay, so what I've been, you know, I used to always pimp the app that stores all of your those little cards, rewards cards and things from
Yeah.
So I used to key something I used to use all the time. It's called
Key Ring.
Yeah. Well, Key Ring started this new thing that where they would send you notifications. It's called Key Ring Express. So every time I drove by Walgreens, my phone would buzz. And it was so annoying. I'm like, you know, forget it. It was nice while it lasted, I guess.
You couldn't turn that feature off?
I don't think I could. I didn't. I might not have looked hard enough, but I did look for that first. But then I remembered that Samsung had this beep and go thing. So what this does everything that Key Ring did, plus it sends you specific sales for the places that it knows you go to, because you have their rewards cards. And it also is built in with the NFC, where you just tap your phone on the register and pay like Google Wallet.
Uh-huh.
All in one. And I don't know if it works on everybody else's phones. It works really good on here. It's kind of weird though when you and as far as having the lady at the checkout scan your phone for your cards, it works better than Keyring did. Keyring was not 100% that working. And it has a weird thing, like if when you hand your phone to the lady, it's like like buzzing in a weird way. So they kind of want to give it back to you quickly or something. I'm not sure why it does that. I suppose I could change that too, but it's just kind of memorable. And then, yeah, so I was using it the other day at Kroger. You guys have Kroger's?
No.
No, but when I was up in Detroit, I remember going there.
So Kroger's really particular. You know, a lot of places you'll not have your card or whatever, and they'll have like an extra one just laying there that they can scan. Kroger, if you don't have your card, you're not getting sale. So you have to borrow your neighbor's card. So like this guy in the one aisle over is like, hey, do they have a card I can borrow? So I handed my phone. You know, my phone just got passed all over the place that day. But it worked out really good, man.
So when you're in the supermarket, you basically know everybody who's in there?
No. Oh. I don't have a Kroger. I got to go to the other town next to us to go to Kroger. I mean, I do know a lot of people around these towns, though.
Okay.
I did. I shook a hand while I was in Kroger, yes. Not everybody, but I did recognize and had a conversation with one person in there.
You know, Kroger was the first place, this was like in 2003 or 2, the first place that had automatic checkouts that I remember going to where it had automatic checkouts. And it was awesome because back in 2002, people were scared crapless to use that thing. Mm-hmm. They had no idea how to use it.
You mean self-checkout?
So nobody would ever use it except me. It was awesome.
Self-checkout.
You mean self-checkouts, not the auto-checkout that GE promised us back in like 92, right?
Yeah, self-checkouts.
Yeah.
I don't know what GE promised.
GE promised back in like 92, you'd be able to take your shopping cart, push it into like a conveyor belt dock, as long as the cart itself, not long, put it in there, and it would all at once scan all of your items, and it would come out the other side, and it would have your total right there ready to go. It would make checkouts literally take 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's coming. I can see the day where you just push the cart, you shop with the cart, you push the cart right out the front door, NFC chips on everything in your cart get scanned to your NFC wallet.
Yeah.
And then you just grab like a handful of bags on your way out there. You bag it as you're putting it in your trunk, push the cart back. And
it can't be NFC.
Or if you're in Walmart, you just push your cart randomly in any direction and drive away. Yeah,
push it right in front of your car.
Well, I'll say it can't be NFC because you can't get close enough in a cart because you have to literally be like within like an inch away. And if it's in the middle of your cart buried, it can't get it. So it's going to be RFID kind of thing.
Well, it makes your fillings tingle a little bit. I mean, it's strong, but.
The two things, though, one, how is your stuff then going to get bagged? I don't know.
You bag it on as you put it in your trunk.
Well, I'm not going to argue, but I'll say I don't know. But two, when the price of that gets lower than the price per hour to have a person do it or the self-checkout thing do it, that's when we'll see it. Because trust me when I say I want it. It's inevitable. It's just a question of when. I wish it was now because I don't like standing in line waiting for stuff. Because can you imagine how fast, quote unquote, Black Friday shopping would be? Ba-dink, 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 ba-dink.
Oh, yeah. I'm a lot more comfortable with it now than I was back when they were announcing it. Back in the day, we didn't have smartphones.
Right.
And everybody had to get the chip put in their hand. Now that we got smartphones, that part's done. We don't have to worry about that.
The chip what?
Oh, they can put a chip in your hand. You just wave your hand across, you know, and takes the money right out of your banking account. You don't have to worry about getting the surgery now.
Unless, of course, you really like it.
Crazy. Cool, man. Good apps, Eric. Is that it?
That's
your tank?
It today, yes.
Nice tank. Dua, what's in your tank?
Okay, first app I'm going to bring you is a Google app that I will never use. Because I'm not a camera guy. I'm not a picture guy. I have bad eyes. Hard for me to tell when something looks good. Two, I don't have steady hands. So typically my pictures don't turn out to be the best.
Wait a minute. So you have bad eyes, unsteady hands, your hearing's not good, and you can't smell anything.
My hearing in this ear is good. Really good. Okay. Smell, it has to be a very potent smell because my nose has been broken so many times. But, you know, except for that, I'm great. This is an app called Snap Speed, S-N-A-P-S-P-E-D. I'm sorry, Snap Seed, S-N-A-P-S-E-E-D. This is basically like a photo editing app to do layers and filters and that kind of things to images, a.k.a. you can tweak your selfie, do croppings, straighten it out, adjust brightness, to adjust hues, contrast. Dare I say it's a trim, it's a quick editor for images. Could probably do a little bit more than you expect it to do, but it can't do everything kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It looks like a interesting interface, at least.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what in the picture with the two bees on it and the guy and the girl, if she's trying to cut him out of the picture with that arc going across the screen or what's going on there, but she's like, oh, this would be a really cute picture of me if it was just this part without him.
No, it's. I think she's just, you're adding brightness just to that spot.
Well, the background wasn't red because you can see it fade up around her head. My guess is, yeah, like maybe cropping out that background behind her, maybe. Brightness. No, it's brightness. She's manipulating the brightness.
I see brightness at the bottom.
Right. The left bee is not where it's affected. The right bee is where it is affected, I guess. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm easily confused, Eric.
We should find her and ask.
Yeah. Yeah, what's she doing with him anyway?
She must have low standards, that's all I'll say. Okay, what I'm bringing next is technically dragging it out of the attic, if you will. Brought by Eric, yours truly, Eric Ardini, back in episode 143.
Wait, your door, you're not Eric.
Yours truly, him, I'm pointing. Can you see it? last week, basically, I went completely ridiculously dry on my podcast because it was a very dry podcasting week and I was going ballistic. And then I thought I found the savior, the holy sacred cow, whatever, I don't know, thing called Umano, U-M-A-N-O. Listen to news articles. It's quote unquote popular news articles being read by real people. So it's not a robot voice. I will say I did not love their selection of news articles. A lot of them were very fluffy and froofy and what I consider to be non-accurate news giving because it wasn't really newsworthy type content. Their tech stuff was okay, not fantastic and great. Two things. One, I swear the app, when I clicked the plus next to the article to add it to my playlist, I swear it added like five things that I did not click and I would not have clicked to put in my list because I do not care about that kind of crap. But when I really got disappointed when I hit a quote unquote maximum limit of listening for the day, it was literally like 10 minutes.
Oh, what?
It was like 10, 15 minutes. It was something low. That's all I know. Low.
Well, how do you raise your limit?
Like paying them money. To which I said,
how much?
Oh, I think it was like, you could pay $4 a month or $35 for a year. I think it was.
Hey, Cherubino, did you see the top left article in the first screenshot? I can see why Dor installed this.
No, but I have seen that before. There's a new trend, I'll say, by hipsters of vaporizing liquor, where you just have to inhale liquor and it gets you drunk. Supposedly really quick too.
Wow.
But no, that wasn't hipsters. It. Good try. Good
try. Is your the vape you use, is it alcohol friendly?
No, I can't. It takes a totally different type of device in order to vaporize that sort of liquid.
Okay.
AKA expensive. And I thought I would do that anyway. I enjoy drinking.
When I was searching for voiceover work, there was a person who had this job where they wanted you to read a news article, summarize it to like a minute or less, and then record it. And it's probably for an app like this. It might have been for this app.
Could have been.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. The what I got from it, this was not verbatim taken articles from other places, but this was digested, dare I say, articles from places.
They wanted you to summarize it. Yeah.
Right.
And they were like willing to pay you crap. Were the voiceovers pretty good on this?
The voices sounded good. I actually heard a broad range of voices. There was one guy, who sounded slightly older with a slightly southern accent. There were people that sounded like they were more northern. There was one person that sounded British, I would say. Not heavily British, but British. So I actually had a range of voices to listen to, which was almost kind of pleasing to get a change in voice. But
that's interesting. Any women?
All but one, I want to say.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was one of those things. It was fun while it lasted. Unfortunately, the fuse burned too quickly. So, I'm not going to be playing with that app anymore because it just made me mad.
All right.
Okay. Next app made me at least a moderate hero to my wife's eyes. We had our anniversary. I wanted her to come home and get inebriated if she wanted to because, you know, some people like that kind of thing. So, I downloaded this app before we went out called Vivino, I guess, Wine Scanner.
Vivino, Wine Scanner.
Vivino, Wine Scanner. Thank you very much, sir. Basically, very easy. You just take a picture of the front of the label of the wine. It basically IDs it and pulls up reviews from other people telling you what's the rating on it, how good is it, is it nutty, is it oaky, is it dry, is it fruit, all that kind of stuff, kind of thing.
I used this when I bought those bottles of wine that I talked about during the in-between shows or last show or whatever it was.
Did you really?
Yeah, I remember using this app.
Did I take this out of the attic, Eric?
No. Oh. I never brought it to the show.
I don't remember it.
Didn't realize you guys had that kind of class. But yeah.
I don't. At all.
No, it worked good, though. It was nice.
It's a great idea.
I just want to know how much these bottles of wine were supposed to cost and which ones I should be giving away and which ones I take back home.
Would be nice if it told you.
Not all the same brand?
No. Oh, no. There was a bunch of different stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
Would be nice if it gave you like a ballpark value of it. That'd be good. Okay. Yeah. That was called Vivino. It does give you a value, Steve?
Yeah. I could have sworn I saw a price in the screen. Price.
It gave me prices.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Like average price.
I just took the picture, then handed her the phone. Okay. Very cool. Yeah, that was Vivino Wine Scanner. Next is an app that I'm going to guess Steve C. wants nothing to do with, and it's not a weather app. It's called, I'm going to guess, Quello Concerts. Q-E-L-L-O Concerts. Supposedly, this app has been available on other platforms, aka iOS, for a little while. Not a long time, but a little while. What this allows you to do is to basically watch full-fledged concerts from stars, whether it be Queen from the 70s or someone who I don't care to watch from a newer...
Why would you say I want nothing to do with this?
Because I don't picture this being... housing containing a large spectrum of music that you would be consider yourself a fan of.
Yeah, actually, I'm a fan of I used to listen to a lot of rock back in the 90s and 80s, so I like that stuff. I just don't dwell on it that much, but I would watch some of this. Definitely looks pretty cool.
Well, I'll say this, I'm gonna guess it's around 20 to maybe 30% of the content you can just download right now and start to watch, but there's other stuff they want you to pay a monthly subscription for. I will say that. $4.99 a month. So $5 a month. If you're a music nut, if you're a live music fanatic kind of thing, I could see the $5 you easily getting your value out of. But if you're not, I don't know how to justify $5 for it. And the one thing I don't see in here, and I didn't see in mine at least, was the ability to Chromecast, because to me that's the whole thing. Oh, it does say does say you can Chromecast in the review, not the actual app description, because why would you want to tell people
that's
that?
That's cool.
Yeah, because
it looks like it's single songs, not full concerts, right?
Yes, sorry. Yes, it looks like it's like taking like a song from here, a song from there, a song from here, a song from there. So you can search by artist and you can get a whole bunch of their songs, but it looks like it's really only like 3 to 5 minute clips.
Pretty neat, man. Have you watched any?
I downloaded it and I watched one Queen video and I thought, okay, great. Now let me go back to my podcast. You know.
What were you going to say, Eric?
Well, I was thinking, you know, if you owned a bar or something, and it was Chromecastable, I don't know if the licensing would let you play it, you know, for your patrons or not, then I could see $5 a month being worth it then. But, man, that's a lot of money for just digging some concerts.
Where do you see all access pass is $5 a month. I got you.
Yeah, you get 7 days for free, but then after that, it's $5.
I see. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, so I'll say if you need to get yourself some Tupac or some Slipknot or some Paul McCartney Live, you know, check it out.
That's a wide range.
Quite.
Yeah, well, that was.
I could have went wider if you want. Up. But, you know.
That's okay.
Hank Williams.
I didn't see Pink Floyd on there.
Hank Williams Sr. or Shakira.
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 She came back again for this episode. There you
go. It was Renee and Chakra last time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, Renee and Chakra.
Okay, now this next app I'm going to tell everyone, it's almost a swerve. Because this is a very confusing app in the sense of when you look at it, you think, who the hell needs this app? But there is a use case for it, okay? A, your speakers are broken, your TV. You could need this app. Or your sound system is busted. Oh, you need this app. Or you want to watch television with your wife or hubby or spouse sleeping next to you, so you turn down the TV volume all the way. You could use it there. Or maybe you're in a automotive place getting your car fixed and you can't hear the TV that's in front of you. You could use it there too. This app is called Tunity Hear Any Muted TV. I think it's mildly genius.
How does that work?
Okay. I don't know, but I know this. You take the app, you turn it on, you point the camera at the television set. You can then like crop where the TV is. You hit tap to scan. It scans the image that's on right there and then reverse figures out what channel you're watching. If it can detect it, it will start to play the audio for it. Then you don't have to point the camera at the TV anymore.
So wow. There's a place you can hear audio for any channel that's on any TV. Huh?
Apparently. That's just what I'll say. Apparently, yes. It blows my mind. I did use it just for giggles.
Really?
Yeah, it worked.
It gets good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy insane.
Yeah, and I will say it's one of those things that has a very niche market, but it's the kind of thing that if you need it, you need it bad.
That's crazy, man. I would install this just to see if it works rather than to actually want to use it.
Well, no. I'll tell you now, here was my use case. Turn it on, turn football on the television. Point it at the football. This is where I want to use it. I haven't used it yet. I just found it. Point it at the television, hit the football game, put the phone in my pocket, put my earbuds on, then go around the house doing housework while I listen to the football game.
That's a good use case. I'll tell you what, the other use cases you gave were spot on too, like at an automotive shop where there's a TV sitting there playing something you can't hear at all.
Right.
It happens a lot of places. Like,
yeah, but it's usually crap on TV. Like,
like C-SPAN or Fox News. Cops. Or Cops. Yeah.
What's the cook? The girl, Rachel something?
Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's bad.
Yeah. Quite. All right. Okay. I am not, I was a lion, so I'm close to the end of my tank. Next app, Kate, that was called Tunity. Hear any
muted TV.
Muted TV. Thank you. TUNITY.
Audio stream, Rave.
Okay.
Does the Audio Stream TV Inc., you know, the maker of this app, they must be the ones who are, you know, this,
I don't know.
I wonder what else they do.
I don't know. Let's say help the terrorists. I don't know. Next, what I have is an app that basically directly competes with stuff like Angie's List. I'll throw that out there. It's called House Call. I'm going to see if I can take a look at it because I'm not trying to sound dumb. Long story short, wife will not buy me any tool or tool related anything for anything because she said, I don't want to make it feel like I'm telling you to do work. So anything tool related, I have to somehow get on my own. We live in a 3-story townhouse. We do not have a 60-foot ladder or whatever, big ladder. So I can't do anything to the house. So I was going to look at this app, House Call, download it, see if I could find a handyman that could come out and do stuff. One or two things like clean up the gutters. We've been here for now 6 years. They're not been cleaned out once. You know, little things like that. If I could just find someone, give him a couple bucks and have him go up on a ladder and do stuff on my house. There's certain use cases where I would much rather pay a professional to do than to ask a relative to do or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm watching the video. It's a well-made video.
Wonder if I can find somebody to clean mildew off a wall.
I'm sure. All kinds of professionals it says it has.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is.
No, a lot of times it's definitely worth your frustration to just have somebody who knows what they're doing do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
big time.
Yeah. I'm always up to paying a little bit more up front and then not worrying or stressing over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I'm glad there's an Angie's List competitor.
Yeah. Well, it's needed.
It's a good thing.
Dare I say, it's like PayPal. It needs competition.
Big time.
Okay.
Cool, man. That's a great, great find.
Yeah, that was called House Call. What I got next is only for huge, colossal cities, so I'll make it quick. Eric, this is not for you. This is called Amazon Prime Now. For $7.99, you can pay for 2-hour delivery if you're in a major, major metropolitan like New York City. This, I'm sorry, is awesome. I finally found the reason where I say to myself, huh, might be cool to live in New York City. This is it. Cause nothing else matters. You know, super insane. Quick delivery is cool.
Wow. 1-hour delivery.
Well,
that's a good drinking game right here, man. You're sitting in a bar with your buddies. It's like, yeah, you know what? I bet you $5. I can get some dude to bring me a watermelon
Go lean crisp.
Right here.
A watermelon.
He'll set it right on our table. No way, man. Sit there about 2 hours later, drinking a couple more beers, and in comes the watermelon.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
As long as the bet covers the cost you have to pay for this.
Well, it's $8, basically.
Yeah.
I do believe you have to be a quote-unquote Prime member to even have it available to you to pay the $7 more. $8 more. $8 more. But yeah, that was called Amazon Prime Now. And I'll say, Eric, speaking of alcohol, this next app is called Saucy. Saucy Alcohol Delivery. It's not legal in every state.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to say it is not legal in every state. There's no doubt in my mind. But in the states where it is legal, you can pay to have liquor personally delivered right there to your location.
Wow.
That's what I call service. That's all I got to say.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely.
It looks like there's just regular people who did the deliveries.
Just completely regular. Normal.
Do they deliver to under bridge?
If it has a addressable address, yes.
That might not work.
Okay. Next, I have Yelp for business owners. Just want to mention it. If you're any type of business owner out there where Yelp can influence your SEO, how you appear on the internet, you might want to check out Yelp for business owners.
You know what Yelp stands for?
You only live once, mule offering. I don't know what.
Yellow pages.
Makes sense.
The guy who created it, he wanted to make a yellow pages online. So that's what he did.
Gotcha.
Called it Yelp.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're a business owner, jump on it.
Do you guys ever use Yelp before you go somewhere?
Yeah.
I used to use Yelp when it was like the one to go to, but now I just look at Google reviews. It kind of took its place.
Yeah. If it pops up in my search engine, a Yelp, I'll hit it. But I don't go specifically to yelp.com and then search for something.
Right. Yeah. I don't really. Unless it's the only place I can find like information on Captain Harvey's or something. Yeah. Next, this is a quick timely mention, TurboTax Preparation. This is an app to help you preparing your taxes. Why? Because you can never prepare too soon. Remember, Al Capone didn't go to jail for murder, espionage, parking tickets. He went to jail for tax evasion. You don't pay the government money, they're going to get you. So prepare early is what I got to say.
True that. True that.
Okay, I'm definitely right here close. Next one, super cool. Leet hacker guy app only. If you're not, then just skip 30 seconds ahead. It's called Root Live Boot. This is an app that you can install on your phone where if you have Root, it can change your boot animation to the underlying boot process that's actually happening during boot.
Mm.
Yeah. This is the kind of thing that makes me tingly all over. So it's just cool. I love it.
Do you have it installed? Is that how your boot screen now is?
I did just install it. Haven't rebooted yet. Because
I just wonder if it scrolls up so fast you can't read what's actually going on.
It should be so fast you cannot see, really. You just see flashes of text. Dare I say, like a bad Hollywood movie.
Oh, yeah, the video of it shows it. That's exactly what I was hoping.
Pretty good.
It wouldn't be so. Yeah, it's very fast. Okay. Well, it's neat because it still has the stock animation going on in the background while the text is in the foreground. That's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a guy who knows computers hardcore to any degree kind of thing, you're going to know the actual boot up process of any modern day anything is insanely busy and active. It does so much different stuff. But yeah, and I love the coloration of it. I ain't going to lie. Oh, it's cool. Okay, last app of the evening. I'm trying to...
Or morning. It depends on when you're listening.
Depends on when you're listening. It's called Mizuu. Mizuu. I don't know what it was. I just know it was something I had. I meant to show to my wife and I forgot to right now. It's a TV movie thing. It says, note, Mizuu is not a Trackit client. Only syncs your indexed videos with Trackit. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Track.
This is supposed to be a quote-unquote competitor to Plex. That's what it was. Interesting. That's all I got to say. Anything that looks this good-looking, that presents the content in such a, dare I say, professional way, it piques my interest. It makes me want to look closer at it. It's going to be really hard for anything to overtake Plex, in my humble opinion. I'll say this is an open source application. I do believe this was, this used to be basically a podcatching application. It's migrated a couple times over the years. Can't remember what it used to be called.
Yeah, the name sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, it used to be, I want to say, almost a torrent downloader mixed with podcatching. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you like Interstellar, that's what they show on the app. You might like this app.
It was okay. Did you see it?
No, of course not. I'm not seeing a movie where a guy did a believable stripper one movie. Now he's going to be a believable astronaut. Come on.
I don't like your logic for watching movies.
Yeah. Actors, if he's a good actor, then yeah, he should be able to do that.
Have you
fine.
Seen his Cadillac commercials? He's not very good.
Oh, is that guy?
Yeah.
No, the Lincoln commercials?
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
The Lincoln. See, it didn't sell you very well, did it?
Exactly. You know, it ain't that simple back in the day. What?
I'll tell you, there's a lot of great parodies of that on the internet.
As there should be.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good apps, fellas. Nice tanks.
I've been thinking about something like this. Well, more like Plex, though. I want to get all of my home movies up on a server so they can just easily be accessed all over the place, you know, on through the house anyway.
Yeah.
I just haven't got it together yet.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know if I have real need for that. I don't have any movies stored anywhere. I stream everything.
I do too, but I've got like our own personal home movies when the kids were little that are on DVDs, and I just need to get them off.
Gotcha.
No, see, if I had those movies, I would burn them and sacrifice them to something.
All right. Dor, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
I want to say thanks for everyone for their support through this holiday season. Everyone who wished anybody in Podnuts a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Festivus, Happy New Year. Everyone wished me a happy anniversary. I just want to say thank you guys a whole lot. You guys are the reason why we do what we do.
Definitely. Yeah, thanks for all the generosity from everybody and well wishes and support. It does keeps us going. So, Eric, what do you want to say to the peeps?
Same thing. Thanks for 2014 was an interesting year for the show because we went on a hiatus for quite a while, almost 2 weeks, I think. And
it wasn't even came that back long, I don't think.
Long and strong, and I'm glad we did. It's a blast doing it. Hopefully, 2015 will go just as well or even better. I think it's gonna be a good year.
The year for AAA. I think this is to be the year then something special happens. We'll see. Our numbers keep going up. You guys scared me when we went to the daily show and in 3 days a week, we lost like 1/3 of our listeners. So I don't know if that was due to just like, I don't know, apps caching the show or something. I don't know. But the numbers did go down, but they're on the rebound and they've been just going up ever since. And we finally got our format kind of ironed out 3 days a week. It's going good. I'm comfortable with it. Hope you guys are liking it. We're not getting any hate mail or anything. So, so thank you for a great year. Hopefully we could dish out some apps for you pretty hardcore in the new year. Have lots of tanks to empty and such. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening, streaming, uploading, downloading, sideloading, Rokuing, Chromecasting, game sticking. That's going to be it for Android App Addict for today. See you next time.